This episode is sponsored by all the great discount codes for GoDaddy at scottsigler.com/GoDaddy. If you run a small business or you are a creative type like a writer, a director, an artist, which means you are a small business person, check out all the savings at scottsigler.com/GoDaddy. You can get new domains for just $7.49 with the code SCOTT749. And there are other codes there as well that will help you with transferring domains, hosting, email, e-commerce, and more. Use the code SCOTTDEAL, D-E-A-L, to save 10% off of any order, or the code SCOTTHOST to save 20% off a 1, 2, or 3 year hosting plan. They've got everything you need at GoDaddy. Check it out, scottsigler.com/GoDaddy. And now on with our story.
Welcome to the Friday Fix, where we give you news and interviews from the world of Siglerism. An extra hit to string you out until Sunday story. And now here's your host, Dark Overlord Media's director of doom, a real girl herself, a callback.
Hey, junkies, this is A Real Girl, and on today's fix, we have yet another super cool blogosphere interview where Scott sits down with Carl Zimmer. Carl Zimmer writes a blog called The Loom, and if you haven't seen it and you're a fan of Scott's work, you need to check it out. Carl is a scientist. He is well known at his blog for having asked the question, do science geeks have tattoos? And he has a whole big gallery of science tattoos. And on November 1st, just this past week, he put all of those into a hardcover, gorgeous, full-color book that you should, at the very least, go look at and probably buy if you have a coffee table. It is fantastic. If you have a coffee table and you are a junkie, be forewarned, your future Dark Overlord's tattoo of his null set, his empty set on his shoulder, is in Carl Zimmer's book called Science Inc. So definitely check out the interview. Definitely take a peek at the book when you can. And I'll tell you, I have a copy of it and I love it, love it, love it. It is gorgeous. I hope you dig this. I'll be back to check in when they're done.
Hello, junkies, and welcome to this week's Friday Fix. A special treat for you this week. We're talking to one of the people who influences my work. This is the science writer, Carl Zimmer. Carl, welcome to Siglerism.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Carl wrote one of my favorite books called Parasite Rex, which was pivotal in the research for infected. Helped give me a lot of information on parasites, how they can control their hosts. So a lot of the crazy stuff you see in infected is actually fairly biologically accurate, and that's thanks to the work of Carl. But Carl has a new book out. Carl, what is the name of the new book that is out this week?
It is called Science Inc., Tattoos of the Science Obsessed.
And that would be Science I-N-K, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Now, first of all, I think people would be interested to know that their favorite Napoleonic Complex horror author is actually in this book. Did I make the cut? Is my tattoo in your book?
Absolutely, absolutely. You've got a great, big, beautiful null set on your shoulder, yes. So I had to have it.
Yes, excellent. So we have stankified the pages of your book. How many pages is this book?
That's a good question. I think about 300, about 250, it looks like.
Pictures of science-related tattoos?
Yeah. Well, it's The pictures, and then it's the captions/essays that I write to go with them. So, mm-hmm. For example, with your null set tattoo, I riffed on that and wrote about the history of the null set, the whole idea that you could represent nothingness. Mm-hmm. And it's got a very interesting, bizarre history to it that is really interesting to plunge into. So for each of these tattoos, I wanted to get the backstory. And it could be this backstory of the science or of the person wearing it or both, just depended on each case.
What are some of your favorite tattoos in the book?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I like a whole bunch of them. I like them all. I mean, believe it or not, these are actually ones that I selected from a much larger group. This whole project started out on my blog where I just asked this kind of open question, like, do scientists have tattoos? And the answer was most certainly yes. Mm-hmm. So I've been collecting these for like 3 years or something like that now on my blog. But I would have to say that kind of in general, my favorite tattoos are the ones that look good but also have an interesting tale behind them. So, for example, there's a guy who just got his PhD in chemistry, and to celebrate, he got this huge tattoo of a molecule going across practically his whole back. And it's this thing called fulvic acid, which is this ginormous molecule that's in the soil. It's just this ordinary soil carbon compound, but it's just got dozens and dozens and dozens of carbon molecules all stuck together in these crazy ways. And he got it because he said that he wanted to know that there was something more painful than getting a chemistry PhD.
Well, I guess he found that one out. And
yeah.
Now, the name of your blog is The Loom. Is that correct?
That's right.
And where can people find that at?
That's hosted at Discover Magazine. Mm-hmm. So it's probably the easiest way for them to find it is just to go through my website, which is carlzimmer.com, and there's a link at the top of every page that goes straight to the blog.
And what kind of stuff do you cover in The Loom?
I cover just whatever interests me at the moment. So it could be tattoos one day, and then the next day it could be the search for artificial life, or it could be another particularly weird parasite that I come across. Mm-hmm. You know, I filled up that whole book that you read with weird parasites, but it turned out that there were a lot more that I didn't even know about. So I'm trying to make up for that by regularly blogging about new discoveries and parasitology, but also medicine and evolution and ecology and all sorts of good stuff like that.
Now, as far as Science Inc., would you say this is the first mainly visual book that you've got? Because I've read several of your books. I mean, the story of E. coli is bizarrely fascinating. And then, of course, Parasite Rex and others. But this is really graphically oriented, image oriented. There's a lot of color and a lot of pictures. Do you do stuff like that often, or is this a rare thing?
This is certainly the most picture-heavy book I've done. I mean, it's got about 300 images in it. So, yeah, this is out at one extreme. But I love integrating images into the stuff I work on. So I actually, last year, I wrote a textbook about evolution. And now one of the big satisfactions there was that I could just load the thing up with diagrams and photographs mm-hmm. and illustrations and so on. You know, the more pictures I can get into a book, the better. It's hard, though, because most publishers run screaming from art.
it's pretty expensive for them to produce, but
yep.
I mean, now how, when you do a book like Science Inc., when you do your blog on The Loom and talk about tattoos, you can just, and isn't there a link on The Loom for all the science tattoos as well?
Yeah, that's right. I sort of have a gallery there on the uh-huh. blog where I've been just posting things that I've been getting over the past 3 years, and a whole bunch of new ones that I've been putting up recently, just in conjunction with the book coming out.
Okay, so on your blog, you can be as graphically heavy as you want and show endless pictures. In a printed book, there's costs associated with it. And you, and this is something that my readers are somewhat interested in. Was there any thought about making a different version of the ebook for this, for the iPad, or anything where you are not constrained by the cost of print production?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I am totally fascinated with how ebooks are taking off. I've been dabbling in it a bit. And the thing is that for these ebooks or apps that have a lot of graphics and a lot of bells and whistles on them, that doesn't come for free. That mm-hmm. isn't easy, actually. And you end up like running into a lot of expenses with programming and such that have actually scared off a lot of publishers that I know. I mean, I had a book that came out in May called A Planet of Viruses. And, you know, we had been thinking about maybe doing an app version of it. But, you know, when the publisher just looked at what would be involved, they just decided not to go that way. And I totally understand. The problem is, I think, is just that at this point, the technology is so early and kind of crude that it's not simple. I mean, with blogging, you know, it's amazing. You can just drop images in. You can be your own own designer and so on. It's fantastic. But, you know, I've been blogging for 8 years, and I can mm-hmm. tell you 8 years ago, it was not like this. It was, it was agonizing.
Yeah. Yeah. So with this big book of science tattoos, do you have a tattoo?
I do not. I do not. And I don't plan on getting one. I don't look forward to spending 2 or 3 hours getting constant pain on yeah. some part of my body. It just is not in my plans. I prefer to observe rather than to participate.
Well, I'll tell you, when I got mine, A. Kovacs and I, she's my business partner in Dark Overlord Media, we got ours at the same time, and I am petrified of needles. I can't stand the concept of anything breaking the skin. And it's this really weird psychosis. I just can't. I freak out. So I had to sit in that chair for an hour or so, get that thing done. And I think you're probably better off if you don't want to do it, just leave it be. But if you could get a tattoo, if you did get one, would there be some scientific image specifically that you would get? Like, did you have a favorite out of all the images?
I would try to get something that was personal. You know, one possibility, which I've seen in a couple of tattoos, is there are guys who will get a tattoo of a protein mm-hmm. or a DNA mm-hmm. that spells out their girlfriend or wife's name mm-hmm. in amino acids or in the genetic code. That might be one way to go. I think I can fit Grace as a series of amino acids on my arm. I could see doing that if okay. I could tolerate that, but I can't.
Not going to go for it. So people, again, the book is called Science Inc. I think this would obviously appeal to anybody with an interest in science. I know I've looked at your blog a number of times, and it's just some of these tattoos just blow you away. Like, oh, I wish I'd thought of something like that. But also anybody obviously into tattoos in general. So that kind of broadens your fan reach for this book, do you think?
I hope so, yeah. I mean, I am looking forward to, you know, going to tattoo shows and mingling and showing off these things and getting their input and so on. And, you know, really, you know, the other it's also, in a strange way, a great education in science, I think. It certainly was for mm-hmm. me, because there's every branch of science covered in this book. I mean, I got tattoos from archaeologists, from quantum physicists, from mathematicians, from biologists. And so I had to really get up to speed on a lot of pretty arcane science. Mm-hmm. And I would actually then be in the weird position of getting in touch with, say, you know, a Caltech cosmologist and say, would you mind looking over my description of this formula for, you know, the bending of space and time? Can you make sure that's okay? I'm describing a tattoo, but I just want to make sure I'm right. So there's a huge expanse of science to be learned by looking at people's tattoos.
Very cool. Now, again, the book is called Science Inc., and where should people go to find it?
They should be able to find it in their local bookstore. They can go to my own website, carlzimmer.com, and I'll have information there as well, and on Amazon and so on.
Awesome. Thank you very much for being on the Friday Fix, Carl.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And thanks for all the great science writing. I'm a big fan.
Excellent.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care.
So there you have it, junkies. That was Carl Zimmer discussing his new book called Science Inc. with Scott. As I noted at the beginning, as they mentioned at the beginning of their interview, Scott's empty set tattoo is in the book, and Carl's description is super cool. So it is totally a fun book. It is a beautiful book. If you are a tattoo fan at all or have any of your own, I'm sure you'd dig it. There's a lot of super cool things in there. So come back on Sunday. We have the All Pro Episode 2. The only other thing that I'll tell you is, as of right this second, we have less than 40 copies of the hardcover rookie remaining. We're just headed into the Christmas season. If you have any plans to snag one for Christmas, you might want to do that sooner rather than later, because there's a chance that we may not make it all the way through the season. I hope you guys have a great weekend, and as Sigler always says, we'll talk to you all real soon.
You have been listening to The Friday Fix, hosted by A. Kovacs, produced by the A-Team of A. Kovacs and Ariok Morningstar. Content in this podcast is copyright of Dark Overlord Media and might just kick you in the nuts when you're not looking. For more information on author Scott Sigler and for free weekly audio fiction, visit scottsigler.com. Theme music is the song City of Angels by The Distillers off the album Sing Sing Death House.